by my window on one cold and cloudy day, when I saw that hearse come rolling for to carry my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken?
East Mississippi, West Alabama's News Talk 1010 MOX. Welcome back to the morning show. It's number 2 for big hours, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock. Bill Smith in with you, along with
Dumpster Dog and
BT.
Hey,
the Guru. The Guru.
The Guru's in the house.
Paul, the Guru is in the house.
Paul, it's so good to have you back.
Man, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that.
He lays it on, doesn't he?
I know it. It's thick.
But really, I mean, every time you're on, I know you're coming on. I look forward to it. Sometimes I get a little nervous, anxious, excited, tingly in my stomach.
I don't believe I'd have told that, brother.
And, well, I'm just telling the
truth. Could be those hormones.
Look, yeah, could be them tests you've been taking.
If I can make it through yesterday, I can
you
say
can listen, anything. I want to tell you something about yesterday. That was the bravest thing I've ever seen anybody do. without
dumpster.
Sight unseen, you didn't have a clue what was on that sheet. And to put that dude on there to talk about you and sales
to the audience.
Well, listen, to the audience.
The radio audience.
Did he nail it for both of us?
I think he nailed both of you, but he really nailed salesman. I never heard anybody describe somebody to a T. Does he know salesman?
No.
No.
No, he doesn't.
He nailed it. I'm sitting there going, that's him. That's him. I was right there with you, man. But my heart went out to you, man, because I know that was a hard thing to do, but you know, guys, it's like the guy said, you know, guys try to suck it up and, you know, so you probably did a great service yesterday, whether you know it or not. If you helped one person by doing that, Bill, I take my hat off to you.
Well, I waited till the commercials start crying.
Okay. It was an emotional moment. It was an emotional moment for you.
I had to console him.
He did.
A lot.
You didn't do it, did you?
No, I didn't. I passed on it.
You passed on it?
Yeah.
What do you have to say about that, Paul?
Ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is bliss.
I guess. I don't want
to
know.
I'll be perfectly honest with you. I was listening to the thing, thinking to myself, going, man, maybe I ought to go down there and get tested or something, you know?
Well, hey, I got a lot of response yesterday. People wanted to know all about Vital Care and the test and...
Well, you know, sometimes you step out on sometimes you step out on one of these, you know, thin limbs, you know, and you try to do something and like I said, if you get done and one person goes down there and gets help out of the deal, then you can count it worth the effort, Bill.
Well, thank you.
There you go, Bill.
I appreciate that.
That was a brave thing to do.
Hey, listen, before we get to calls, tell them what we're doing today. Of course, Easter week.
Well, let me explain something to you.
By the way, what a great song to start off
with. Wasn't that an awesome song? I thought last night, I was like, this is the only way we're going to start this show. Look, we're coming up on Easter. By the way, next week's my birthday, but that doesn't have anything to do with Easter.
Happy 42nd.
No, try again.
43rd?
43rd.
Wait now, you've been...
What?
You've been telling me that you were 41.
No, I haven't. I told you I was born 65. I've been telling you how long I was a year older than you. How old are you?
A year and a half, I guess. Okay,
well, whatever.
All right. Okay, happy birthday.
Anyway, so we're coming up on Easter. I've been listening to all these people talking in the politics and stuff about church and what they do and all this kind of stuff. And just for an aside, they don't preach like I've been hearing a lot of preaching this week in the churches I go to, so I just want to throw that out there. Anyway, the upshot of it is I got to thinking, you know, I had some great stories from when I was a kid going to church. I've been the benefit due to moving and relocation of learning about several different denominations and being in different churches and things like that. The one constant that has been all the way through all of that has been the fact that I ain't been to a church yet that didn't have great music.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? My mother was a piano player for a church, and she sang in a trio. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, I've been wanting to do this for a while because my grandfather, as a matter of fact, passed away last year. You know, his two favorite things in the world was good preaching and good singing.
Right.
So I wanted to come on here. I brought on some fine old-timey gospel music, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to play some of that stuff and remind folks of some stuff that maybe they ain't heard some of these in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to, you know, more or less dedicate this show to my grandfather.
Okay.
Because I know where he's at, and he'll enjoy this.
Mm-hmm.
This will be right up his alley. Because I think they get MOX in heaven.
They do.
I think they do.
Well, loud and clear.
Consider it done. It is dedicated to him.
It's dedicated to him. What's his name?
T.L. McGee, Thomas Lewis McGee.
All right.
And this was one of his favorite things. He used to love good preaching and good singing.
Well, before we kick it off, could I mention Gene's Restaurant?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure.
You guys?
Sure.
Y'all?
You guys.
Sure. You got to. If you're going to worship, you got to worship on a full stomach.
All right. That's right. And start your day off right by a big old good breakfast, traditional Southern breakfast at Gene's Restaurant. That's what's going on right now. They start them at 6:30 and serve until 10:30, and then they crank up those great lunches with those homemade desserts down there. But if you want a good breakfast, homemade grits, creamy, smooth grits. If you don't like grits, if you want crispy hash browns or home fries, they have those. Whatever you want, they'll fix your eggs just as like you want them. Savory ham, bacon, or sausage, homemade biscuits that'll melt in your mouth, and they're made from scratch right there in the kitchen. pancakes. They've got some of the best pancakes around, light and fluffy. And to top it off, that Royal Cup coffee, the absolute best you can find and the best treatment you can find, Royal Treatment always, at Gene's Restaurant, located at 2114 Front Street. Go on down there right now and have a good one. Have a good time. And tell Miss Diane that we sent you from the morning show.
Hey, may I just say something about the Liberty Shop?
Yes.
A touch of class is what you'll find. 404 22nd Avenue, 693-5331. It's Robbie Hales and Company, the best in sportswear, dresses, shoes, jewelry. The Liberty Shop has great dress selections for Easter and also Mother's Day is around the corner. Everything you need to look your very best. Sportswear and separates arriving daily, including Bushwhacker, Cottage Clothing. We have Free People, Fashion Spy, Ivy Jane, and so much more. Don't forget, graduation is just around the corner, too. Liberty Shop has a great variety of graduation gifts from Toss. School uniforms for girls, boys, teens, and teachers come in today. Remember, Easter's this Sunday. Liberty Shop in historic downtown Meridian. And we're on the morning show, 25 before 8. Paul Tarver in the house.
Good morning.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go.
They are a ringing. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I got a question for the guru.
Okay.
What is Java on the computer?
Good question.
Well, let me see how to describe this. This is
Let me ask you this first. My wife, I took it off my computer, and the computer seemed like it runs faster. She said, y'all not took it off. I think it's got something to do with running the computer.
Well, it does have something to do with running websites. It's a runtime engine for a programming language called Java.
Uh-huh.
And what it does is you'll go to websites, and certain websites require Java in order to run properly.
Uh-huh.
So you do kind of have to have it to do certain things on the internet and things like that. But it is a programming language, and what you install on your computer is the runtime portion of that language, so that anybody who writes in Java, it'll run on your computer.
It basically enhances your internet experience, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But it's fully safe.
Basically, all I do is just play on the darn thing. Do I need it?
I don't know that need is just, need's a kind of a strong word. You could probably live without it.
Paul, can I take this one?
Sure.
You don't need it.
I don't need it.
I don't think so. Paul, am I right?
I need it.
Will it slow the computer down?
I mean,
anytime you're running something, on every little bit you run on a computer will slow it down.
The startup?
Do you have to ask him what he
no, it
what he uses
start until it's required.
What he uses his computer for mainly? Wouldn't that matter?
No.
I mean, you know what happens is if he goes to a website that needs it and he doesn't have it, it will say, "Hey, you need to download this to view this website."
Uh huh.
And if he really wants to view that website, then you'll download it, and if you don't, then you'll move on to the next website.
I got you. So basically, I don't need it. Ha ha.
You take Bill's answer.
Now, wait a minute now. I'm just saying.
I should probably not jump in there.
I'm being very careful about this because I'm saying you don't have to have it.
Right.
I need it because I want the full experience. As Bill said, it will enhance your internet experience.
Yeah. But you may be wanting to, say, really do something on it. For me, it ain't that big a deal. You understand what I'm saying?
You know,
I'm
I could take that.
When I do anything.
I could take that comment to its logical conclusion, which is, if you're not really doing anything on the computer, why are you involved in that question anyway?
But one thing, I guess,
because
Paul,
I was on there, my wife told me I took it off. My wife said, "You ought not to."
So this is a marital dispute that we're
She's
discussing.
Got her computer, and I got my computer.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, tell her she can put it on hers, and you can leave it off of yours, and then we've got marital bliss again.
Another problem solved.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I've said for years that computers are 10% technical and 90% people, and there's proof.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Not you. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Morning, Bill. How you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Sarge
How
Rivers.
Are you?
So you got a little man there with you?
Yes, sir.
Little Paul.
Little Paul.
I just want to call in anniversary this morning.
All right.
My daughter, Amy, and her husband, Greg Reynolds.
Amy and Greg Reynolds.
Uh-huh. Three years.
3 years.
Three.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
Please tell them happy anniversary.
All right, we'll do it and take care of the little man up there.
All right, we'll do it.
All right.
Thank you.
Sarge.
That's up, Mr. Sarge Rivers.
It's not gonna be long. I'm gonna be bald and y'all can call me Curly.
Curly?
You know that's what he was doing with the little man, right?
Gotcha. So good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver.
Harry.
The guru himself.
That's it.
You've got him.
Well, good. I'm glad I got him.
Missed you yesterday.
I want to ask him some questions while I got him.
Missed you yesterday.
I had a speaking engagement yesterday.
Well, no, calling him out on the radio. Wow.
Telling you. Man. So, he's bold, isn't he? Yeah.
So did I have a speaking engagement yesterday, and you missed me talking at Optimus Club.
See, that's what it's really about.
Oh, yeah, that's it. He didn't really miss me. He just wanted audience.
He wanted you in the audience.
That's right. Mr. Tarver.
Yes, sir.
When you're on your computer.
Yes, sir.
And you're looking at something, and all of a sudden it goes minimized. You've not touched anything, done anything, whatever. What would cause that? And then I'll maximize, or I'll click my bar down at the bottom, and it'll pop back up.
Wow.
And then it'll go back down. And after I've done basically nothing.
You got a gremlin in that thing.
Well, you know,
I need to exercise it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we had a similar situation with somebody whose mouse was actually sending errant signals to the motherboard.
That's what I thought it was.
And it is entirely possible.
Like a wireless mouse?
No, it could be a wired mouse.
It's
if it's an optical mouse.
It is.
We have had on a couple of occasions where either the optics fire off and the system thinks you clicked the mouse and you really didn't.
Yeah. And I thought that's what the problem
what
was.
Kind of, let me ask you this. What kind of surface are you running the optical mouse on? Do you have a mouse pad?
Bell South mouse pad.
Okay.
Why not just get another mouse?
Try a different mouse pad.
Will a wired mouse do this?
Yes.
This is a wired mouse.
But he said it's an optical mouse, though.
Optical just means that it doesn't have a ball in it.
Right, okay. Exactly. The optics replace the ball, the roller ball at the bottom of it is what it is.
So,
another thing on a keypad, and I've experienced this and tried to adjust it and couldn't do it, but on a keypad, I'll type something in, and I'll look up, and one of the letters is not there that I typed in.
Could be operator error.
Well, OE is possible. I won't deny that.
Well, you know, the problem I have more often than anything else, and, you know, Jimmy, if this is an ongoing problem, you know all you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, and we'll do something about it.
Well, you know how things are. You do it when it's convenient. And I heard you on the radio this morning.
So you figure it's convenient.
That's right.
One of the things I'd ask you to try is take a clean white sheet of paper and use that as your mouse pad for a little bit and see if it continues to do the same thing.
This is the keyboard issue we're talking about now.
I'm still talking about the mouse.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't moved on to the keyboard yet.
Excuse me.
Keyboard is, you know, we'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
What I want to do is I want to try to eliminate the problem with the mouse. If you can't eliminate the problem with the mouse, then that combined with the problem with the keyboard might tell me what I need to do.
Oh, okay.
So what I want you to do is take
the surface for the mouse.
Change the surface for the mouse and see if the problem with the mouse changes. Because here's the thing. If your mouse is sending funky signals to the board while you're typing, you will skip keys.
Okay.
You get my point?
Makes sense.
Because if it's listening to the mouse, it ain't listening to the keyboard.
There you go.
So it is possible that if we eliminate the problem with the mouse, that the problem with the keyboard will clear up.
That sounds good to me.
So I want you to try that, and if that doesn't work, call me, and we'll see about getting you another mouse.
And did you say the Stamps Quartet was next?
You know, I'm trying to remember if I got the stamps with me, but I got a bunch of stuff. Man, I brought Happy Goodman Family. I got the Blackwood Brothers, Imperials, Kingsmen, Merle Haggard, Elvis Presley, Ralph Stanley, Florida Boys.
Ralph Stanley.
Tennessee Ernie Ford. I got everybody.
That's great.
Gaither. I mean, we fixing to have church.
I mean, you run in the gambit, right?
We fixing to have church.
From shape notes to modern music.
Yes, sir.
Rave on, brother.
All right, thanks for the call, Mr. Jimmy.
It's my turn. Can I ask a computer question?
Sure. You've been waiting a long time, and I'll be glad to take your call.
I'm ready to talk about Easter.
I'm ready to talk about church, right, but obviously we need to talk about computers. What would you like to know, Dumpster?
Sometimes when I go to a website, well, like maybe the Clarion Ledger, and I want to print a story, the printer cuts off the right-hand margin.
All right,
I'm
going to tell you how to solve that problem.
Tell me. Do I need
First of all,
you want me to take this one?
Huh?
I'm just kidding.
Sure, but let me tell you what, this is such a simple question. I'm going to let my program director answer this. Go ahead, Bill.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
You know, Jerry Clower used to tell a story about that when a fellow was in the audience.
His chauffeur.
And he got so good at it, he was letting him do the speeches. Anyway, the upshot of the thing is, that's a funny story. I'm sorry, I got to laugh at that. Okay. What was your question again? You wanted to know if you go to a website and you try to print it out and cuts it off on the right-hand side. Uh-huh. Well, the reason it does that is because the web designer did not design that page to be printer-friendly.
It's not printer-friendly, okay.
So the solution to the problem is when you go to print and you get the little box that lets you choose the printer, change it to landscape mode.
Landscape mode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
From portrait mode. That'll turn it sideways on the page, and it'll let you capture more of the page. So it don't chop it off on the far side.
Sideways?
Mm-hmm. Turns it sideways. So, like, this is landscape.
Uh-huh.
This is portrait.
We're on radio, fellas.
Okay, so turn your... Okay. So
there's a checkbox there that you can check to make it landscape.
And in your printer properties?
Yep. Oh,
okay.
Now.
Is that it?
That's all you got to do.
Okay.
15. There's not a whole lot you can do. Once you get there and the website's not designed to be printed.
Okay. It's a website problem.
Yes.
Okay. Are you satisfied?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You feel better?
Mm-hmm.
15 minutes before 8, we're on the morning show. Paul Tarver.
Well, that half hour blew fast.
And we've got
some... Look here, I want to get everybody back on path here.
Of course, it's Easter week. Easter is Sunday, the holiest of days and for Christians, obviously.
I think so. I think so. We may discuss that further later, but I think so. You know what I want to do?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to play track 13.
Okay.
This is a song that goes way back when I was a kid. I remember the song going way, way back. This is George Jones doing this song, and I think everybody will enjoy it if you can get to it.
And I love that old cross where the dearest stand best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old. To my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I'll lay down.
What a combination.
Nobody. Is that a cool song or what?
I mean, that's a great song, and it's George Jones.
I mean,
putting those two together is
it's like listening to Johnny Cash.
You know, it's the first time I've heard that.
Singing that first song. I mean, those were two combinations that just worked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Elvis singing gospel music worked. You know, there's just certain folks that just could carry it off like nobody's business.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, some of this stuff that I picked for a specific reason. When I was growing up, I grew up in, I was in a lot of different, I say a lot of different, I was in two different churches when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
We started out in Church of God and then went to Pentecostal church or an independent, I guess they call it evangelical church now.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we had was children's church. Now, the church I go to now, in Lauderdale United Methodist, they have a little thing down front where they have the children's service.
Children's moments.
And then the children go to the back and have their own little church service back there while the preacher preaches.
Oh, really?
Now, when I was growing up, you went, your parents went to big church and you went to children's church
mm-hmm.
right after Sunday school, okay? And we had a lady in there that ran the children's church. Her name was Sister Mary. Her last name was Arrington. She's passed on now. And she was... If she'd have been Catholic, Bill,
mm-hmm.
she'd have been a nun because she mm-hmm. kept us in line, and she had a room full of youngins from age of four on up.
Good for her.
Okay.
Did she have a ruler? That
she had a yardstick.
Yardstick.
And depending on the severity of your crime, you got hit with the flat edge of the yardstick on top of your head, or she turned it up on the edge and wrapped you on top of your head.
Mm.
But she would get your attention.
Kept you
okay?
in line.
She kept us in line. But one of the things that she did that was kind of cool was she had the children's church set up to where it was just like the big service. We had singing, and then we had, you know, somebody had to, one of the children had to stand up and say the prayer or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and we had to pick our own songs, and if you picked a song that you wanted to sing, you had to stand up front and lead everybody. And we had one of the teenagers or something who played the piano would come in, and they played the shape notes, and they would play the songs. And some of these songs that I picked are songs that I sang when I couldn't have been more than 6, 7 years old in
mm-hmm.
children's church.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to play one of those in a minute, but I think we got a call.
Okay, let me go.
We need to take
line three. Good morning. You're on the morning show with Paul Tarver. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Bill.
Good morning, Willard.
Mr. Paul Carver.
Hi.
Mr. Dumpster Dog.
Hey, Willard.
Y'all doing all right this morning?
We're great.
Doing good.
How are you?
Hi,
wonderful. Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Let me mention about my ex-wife, if you will.
Okay.
May I?
Yes, sir.
Right at the minute, she got the flu, and she just not doing too good at all. So I'd like to ask y'all to remember in a little prayer, if you will. And so let's let me scoot on out.
All right, Willard, we certainly will.
Thanks, Willard.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Willard. We appreciate it very much, and we'll keep her in our thoughts. It's 9 before 8 o'clock, and when we're listening to the music, I was thinking about how much, and it wasn't necessarily that song, but I know some songs that you have that we will hear. And that songs about redemption, and I love those songs.
Yeah,
I know one of them that you have is "Amazing Grace."
Yep, yeah. Awesome song,
and
done by an awesome artist, which I think you'll enjoy. We'll get to that probably next hour. In fact, we may open the next hour with that one. That'd be a good one to start with, Bill.
Okay, good.
So we'll bring that in up quick. But what I want to do was follow up with this concept of one of these songs that I sang when I couldn't have been knee-high to a grasshopper.
In children's church.
In children's church, and I led this. It was one of my favorite songs. It's track number 7, Bill, which will give you time to get there. It's done by Ralph Stanley Brothers. A little bit of a bluegrass sound to it. Didn't sound like this when we sang it. But, you know, the Bible says make a joyful noise. It doesn't say you have to make pretty music. So, you know, that was one of the saving graces I had in this thing, which is why I'm a consumer of music, not a producer.
Now, all those denominations that you attended or a member of, did they all have instruments in church?
You know, at the minimum, they had a piano and an organ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say all those denominations. I mean, Church of God, Pentecostal, now I'm United Methodist, been Baptist. I've been to churches that had, you know, full bands on stand.
Which denomination doesn't have instruments? Is it the Church of Christ?
You know, I don't know which one doesn't.
Are there any denominations that don't have music?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I believe, doesn't the Quakers don't have music in their
is that right?
services. Somebody had to correct me on that. Dr. McCann may be a better person to answer that because
mm-hmm.
he's been a real student of the different denominations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there may be more than one.
Right.
But it seems to me that there was one of the Northeastern, I don't want to say Amish, but in that area up there, Pennsylvania area, what have you, there was one denomination where they actually had the pews set where the people faced each other.
All right, well, let's hear a song, and then we'll have to
Yeah, let's play this song, because we got to go to break soon.
All right, let's hear it, and we'll be back. Stay with us. Meridian's News Talk, MOX.
Some glad morning when this life is over.
How far away, far away.
To a home on God's celestial shore.
How far away, far away. How far, far away, oh glory. How far away, far away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. How far away, far away, far away.
When shadows of this life have gone,
I'll fly away, fly away.
Like a bird from prison bars has flown,
I'll fly away, fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away, fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by.
Only one candidate has the